Exercise 35, Topic 1. Read a short passage and listen to a lecture on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now read the passage about a village. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to a part of a lecture in an anthropology class. The professor is talking about an academic village.
Thomas Jefferson was probably the first to refer to a college campus as an academic village. This term seems appropriate because the campus that Jefferson created when he designed the University of Virginia included all of the qualities that are found in the definition of a traditional village. His plan was realized in the shape of a large rectangle. It featured a grassy lawn with the rotunda library at the center and 10 pavilions along two sides of the lawn, each to house the classrooms for one branch of learning. Behind the pavilions, he created formal gardens with another set of buildings on each side to serve as residences and dining halls. Quite soon, businesses grew up around the periphery of the rectangle to support all manner of basic services, as well as to provide areas for social and educational exchange. It is interesting to reflect on the impression that the classical architecture and the balanced pattern of the campus may have had on the self-concept of the students and faculty. Clearly, Jefferson had provided them with the outward structure of an organized, rational academic community.
Refer to Thomas Jefferson's definition of a college campus presented in the lecture and explain how the information in the anthropology text supported Jefferson's view.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Example speaking answer.
Jefferson called a college campus an academic village, and the definition of a traditional village in the anthropology text supports his view. First, a village is self-contained, and so is a campus, because there are facilities for daily life, residences, dining halls, and classrooms. Second, a village can store most of the goods and services inside its limits. And so does a campus, because businesses for basic services and social life, they spring up around the main area. Third, residents in a traditional village have common objectives, and so do the students and faculty of a college campus, who are united by educational goals. And last, a traditional village reflects the spirit of the community. By using classical architecture, Jefferson designed the University of Virginia to give the impression of a rational academic village.
Exercise 35, Topic 2. Read a short passage and listen to a lecture on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now read the passage about entrepreneurs. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to a part of a lecture in a business class. The professor is talking about Levi Strauss.
Levi Strauss is a good example of the kind of entrepreneur that is described in your textbook. He came to the United States from Bavaria as a teenager. After selling clothing and dry goods from door to door for several years in New York, he made the journey to California with a supply of canvas. The gold rush was at its peak, and Strauss got the idea to sell tents to the gold miners. When he discovered that the miners were not very interested in purchasing tents, he wasted no time in recycling the brown canvas cloth into sturdy pants, a product in great demand in the mining camps. Later, he began making work pants in a blue cotton fabric imported from France called Serge de Nîmes, but known in America as denim. Along with Jacob Davis, a tailor from Nevada, Strauss patented a pattern of copper rivets to strengthen the stress points on pants, especially the pockets. They first became known as waist overalls, then Levi's. They became so popular that Strauss concentrated most of his effort on the manufacture and sales of durable work pants.
Referring to both the lecture and the reading passage, explain why the experience of Levi Strauss is typical of small business owners.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Example speaking answer.
Levi Strauss is representative of the small business owners described in the reading passage. He was already employed full-time as a teenager selling clothing and dry goods. He showed a strong desire for independence when he journeyed to California and a high level of initiative when he followed through on his idea to sell tents to miners. Then when he realized that the miners needed work pants more than they needed tents, he was quick to take advantage of the opportunity. First, he recycled the canvas fabric from his tents into sturdy pants, and later he made work pants in denim. The patent for the copper rivets to protect the stress points on pockets was very innovative. Finally, like so many successful entrepreneurs, Strauss didn't follow a fixed business plan. He reacted to coincidence, and he responded to opportunity.